Welcome to Yentl and Nikki's podcast.
We're just two Jersey girls that are insanely bored and are ready to talk about anything, everything, and sometimes, honestly, nothing at all.
Yep, I'm not gonna get heated today. I'm gonna be nice and calm. So I'll just be sitting like this. So
okie dokie. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Happy new where are we in this year of 24? We are the last full week of April. Time has been going by fairly quickly. I can't believe it's May is in like a week.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it until you said it. I was like, when you were trying to say like, where are we? I was like, I don't know, girl. I was like, is it April still? I don't even know. Is it March?
May is here. We're like full out spring. That summer's creeping around. Labor Day is like, fucking not Labor Day. I always switch those two holidays.
Like, where are you going? I was like, Labor Day, girl.
No. Memorial is like the official, like, okay, we are in summertime. Yeah, summer starts. And we're almost there. So wild.
Yeah, that is craziness. I can't believe it. How is the weather by you? I thought I read something that they were already, is it like officially in the crazy temps? Like
today was, I don't know. No, we're not in crazy temps yet. It is still kind of cool in the mornings and then it kind of warms up in the afternoons. But you know, we're around the 80s, okay. 80s, 90s. So we're in that area. It gets hot, but not disgusting. Yeah. Like
disgusting yet.
Yeah, like the highest I see right now is like a 91. So we're in between like late 80s, early 90s, which is actually pretty nice weather. But yeah, we're not in disgustings yet. I think I'm gonna give it like another week or two. Once it starts getting the triple digits consistently. Yeah. So we probably got a couple more weeks. Cause it's always before Memorial Day where we start hitting the triple digits, but hope maybe who knows this year. That would be great if we don't hit it for a long time, but I've been here for a year and a half and that's not been my experience. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed for you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. Mm-mm, I don't like triple digits.
Yeah.
No. Not fun.
It becomes
not fun.
Unbearable. Anyway, how is Jersey? What's going on in your world?
Jersey's good.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, the things are good. Nothing crazy. Ended up pretty much like super chill weekend. Tried to finish up some stuff in the apartment.
Any excursions?
So had bought some. No excursions this weekend. The only thing we did, a New York excursion, I guess, a little bit. So after I picked up some stuff, I had to go to like Michael's to buy like picture frames or whatever. And then, ended up going to this Singaporean restaurant in New York, which was fantastic.
Tell me what kind of cuisine is Singapore? Because I feel like Singapore is a very, it's like an international city that has a bunch of different cuisines in Asia. So like what's unique to Singapore that you,
You know, it's crazy because I had, when I went there, I initially was like, am I going to recognize anything? Like, I didn't know like the flavor profiles or anything, but I was surprised, to learn that a lot of their food, or at least the food that was showcased at this particular restaurant, were like a lot of curries.
Okay.
So there was like, different like, curry dishes. They had, a very basic roti dish where it was just like the roti, like the actual like pastry, but had like this curry dipping sauce. It looked so basic, Yentl, but like you dipped it in and it was just deliciousness. Like amazing.
Vegetarian or with meat?
And then there was No, with okay. meat. I mean the curry itself. Yeah, the dipping sauce itself.
The curry itself.
Yeah, I assume. You know, that's a good question. I assumed it was made with meat. Like, there weren't meat chunks in it, but just like the flavor of it tasted meaty. So I feel like it probably was stewed in something. So had that. There was also, they also had like a crispy fried rice dish that tasted very similar to, like, you know, what you're accustomed to at like a Chinese food restaurant. Just a little crispier. Like, I think it actually, I almost wonder if it was like Rice Krispies that were in it, like almost like a puffed rice in it as well. What else did we have? The drinks were fantastic. I'm trying to think. We did like a curry puff. They had that as well. But I feel like you could, you know, I've been to Thai restaurants that have had that too. So it tasted very similar. But yeah, it was a cool little dinner excursion. We did that. And then Sunday just ended up pretty much like staying in and trying to put together, you know, different things at the apartment. So had picked up some picture frames, was trying to get some pictures together, trying to figure out if I want to create a gallery.
I think that's a great idea.
In my little office. Yeah. Yeah. So kind of started getting some ideas and some things together. So yeah, that was it. That's pretty much this weekend. Nothing too crazy. How about you? What did you get into? Miss Yantle.
So, what did I do? Oh yeah. So yeah, I got the nails done. And then my one coworker who actually lives in San Antonio, which is funny. She invited me. She had an extra ticket too, and I'm gonna mess up his name, so let me pull it up because you may know him because you know comedy. His name is Nate Bergazzi or Bergazzi.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if it's Bergazzi or Bergazzi, but anyway, I saw him.
I know who you're talking about.
I saw him. I never, honest to keep it a buck, you know, it was a free ticket, so I wasn't gonna say no.
Yeah.
But I had never heard of him. Right. Like, I did not know who he was, other than he was a comedian and he was performing at the Majestic in San Antonio, which is like a pretty like nice sized theater. So I was like, okay, like, he's performing in a theater, not like a comedy club. So he gotta be popular. Yeah. People gotta know him.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay, well, if he can get a theater's worth of people, then he must be popular. But anyway, I was like, oh, I should YouTube him, and I never did. So when I got to the theater, it's packed, sold out. He had two shows, and I thought he was pretty funny. He is.
I dig him.
So you've seen like some of his stuff.
I haven't. So I have seen some of his stuff. I haven't seen him live, but he has a couple specials on Netflix.
And I plan to watch that at some point.
Yeah. He actually did host SNL. I think, was it earlier year? Or it might have been last year. But he did. Yeah, he did host SNL. He has this like, you've got to look him up. He does this sketch about, like, I don't know if it's about like the founding fathers, but it's sort of like the idiosyncrasies of language and how, like, you know, why certain words mean something and why don't we say it this way? It was something to that extent, but it's like, it has a very simple premise, but there's something about the way, like, you would think, I think when I first saw one of his specials, like the initial 5 or 10 minutes, I was like, I don't think I would have liked this guy. Like, he's kind of like boring and he kind of looks like a dad and it's sort of this dry thing. But as like it went on, and then, you know, I'm thinking about this sketch too. It's like, as it goes on, there's something about that very dry dad delivery that kind of just works and makes it that much funnier.
Yeah, so that's interesting that you have kind of pointed those things out. Because, okay, so like his first of all, I haven't been to a comedy show that was all white, meaning like the openers were white guys. It was like white guy comedy. And everyone looks around similar age. Yeah. They all look within, you know, late 40s, 50s, early 50s age group. Mature white guys. So I don't know if I've ever been to a comedy show that was just like white guys. No women, right. No people of color, just white guys. So I was kind of like, I don't know how this is going to go. But, but honestly, his openers were funny. He was funny. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it's like a dry humor kind of does. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say they're not dad jokes because they're not corny jokes. But, right. You know, he talks about his family. Right. I don't even think he cussed. Mm-hmm. He may have said hell or damn.
No, like, yeah, I don't think he does.
It's very like clean comedy.
I don't think he does.
No sex.
Very clean.
Kind of like he'll jokes about the family, mm-hmm. his child. I think he has a daughter or something. Yeah, he has a daughter. You know, a little wife mm-hmm. joke here and there. Like you said, childhood stuff, mm-hmm. being poor growing up. He's from, I think, the South, maybe mm-hmm. Tennessee. So some Southern jokes, but like very.
Yeah.
Very different brand of comedy that I'm used to. Not political, not controversial, mm-hmm. not nope. no race, no gender.
Yeah.
Like very mm-hmm. even-killed white guy comedy. Like I'm not fucking this up for me. I'm not touching nothing controversial. I am like, not pushing any envelopes. Yeah.
Envelopes,
No,
he doesn't do any of that.
It is a clean bit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, did he even cuss? Mm-hmm. Like, nothing. It was like, I'm just going to land these jokes and I'm going to take my ass home back to Tennessee. Like, very safe.
Yep. Yeah. And it's funny because it's funny you mentioned the cursing thing because I don't think. It wasn't until I got to the end of one of his specials where I had this similar like realization where I was like, oh, did he?
Not once.
Swore at all. He's like clean. Uber clean, like super, super clean. Yeah.
Self-deprecating.
So that and then.
Like, mm-hmm. I'm a shit husband. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has. I remember that. He has a bit that he does where he talks about like. How he's gone to Home Depot or contractors have come to fix things in the home. And he's like, no, my wife is the one. And they're like,
I know nothing.
Right, exactly.
I don't even, one joke was like, I don't even know what bank I'm at. Like, I don't even know the bank. Couldn't tell you where our bank accounts are. Like, he's very mm-hmm. self-deprecating. I haven't really listen to that style of comedy. While it's like non-offensive, I don't know if I would mm-hmm. ever see. I don't know. I want to see his Netflix special just to see how he is, you know, filmed and taped and stuff like that. But
sure.
I don't know if that's the mm-hmm. style of comedy I love.
For you, yeah. I think he. It's also making me think of some of the other sketches he did in SNL. He had another one. I felt like he did well.
I can see
with
that.
The sketches.
I can
like,
see that.
I was surprised. Yeah, I was surprised that he was like very strong in the sketches. Like again, just because everything you're saying, where it's like, you know, he's mm-hmm. he's funny, but like not necessarily like the person I would go out of my way to watch or to see, but. But then in the sketches, it just worked really well. Like he had one and I thought that whoever they obviously wrote it to him and the situation, but it's like a cooking show or a chef show where they're ranking chefs and dishes. And so he's like the only white chef, I think. And he's made like, I think they're trying to make ethnic dishes and for some reason they keep giving him like, they're like, oh, this was great. Like he keeps getting the top, you know, first place sort of whatever. But he's like so apologetic. He's like, I don't know how I feel about this. And he's just like, and he lives in that discomfort and he has that kind of face where like, he's like perpetually uncomfortable. I don't know, but it just worked really well. So I would say definitely check him out on SNL.
Okay.
Like I would say do
okay,
that.
I'll do the
first,
SNL
and
first.
Then, like,
okay.
Then maybe see his special. Yeah, yeah. But he did well. He definitely did well with the sketches. Oh, look at you. So you were like exploring the comedy.
I did. Yeah, and I'm kind of glad I went in like sight unseen and didn't like go through the rabbit hole of his style of comedy mm-hmm. because honestly it was like I don't know, clearly people like him if he's filling up a theater like this. So he's clearly popular. I just know who the fuck he is. He's attractive. He's nice to look at. Yeah. So I'll take that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was cute.
I love how you were like, he was
cute. I'm like, damn, he cute. Silver Fox. Okay, Silver Fox. Yeah, he was cute. Definitely attractive. Got some money. Hey. I guess I gotta do my diligence on him, but yeah, I know nothing other than his 45-minute stand-up, but it was good. It was good. I don't know if he would be in my ever top favorite comedians. I don't think that's for me, but it was a free ticket. It was funny. Yeah. It was one of those moments I was like, okay, I'm laughing, but I'm not guffawing, which is a difference. It didn't get me in tears. It didn't, there was no standout really, no ton of standout jokes. Just kind of like, okay, I'm here for an hour. I'm going to enjoy this, but yeah, probably not for me.
Yeah, yeah. How are his openers? Were they also middle-aged white guys? Like, did he?
Yep.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, they're all.
They really were.
No women middle-aged white guys. It was all white guys, which was, I've never been to a show with all white men, comics, so.
Now that I think about that, even when Jerry Seinfeld does something, like he's bringing, like his lineup is going to be diverse. Like he's usually part of some crew and they've got like, you know,
a woman,
they've got a
person of color. It was like all white dudes.
Yeah,
so I was like,
yes.
Okay. Okay. One of them, and I couldn't tell what side he leaned on, but the audience, since obviously I'm in San Antonio, Texas, I don't know where he was from. It doesn't even matter. But one of the openers made a joke around like, did you hear that Beyonce is the best country music artist right now? And everyone just started laughing, but he left the joke there. So I couldn't tell if it was like, he didn't elaborate. I couldn't tell if he was laughing with the audience or at the audience. So he just left it there. Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if that was a tester joke just to see what happened.
I couldn't tell.
You know what I mean? Right. Like to see how the crowd responded. Yeah.
But I also think he knew what to expect with a 99% white crowd in San Antonio, Texas. White and Latino crowd, because it's a lot. But a city that's majority Latino, it was a lot of white people. Latino, so he definitely has a niche, which is white people. I was looking around at the audience before it started, and I was like, it is really white in here. For a city that is majority not white, it's majority Latino, there are a lot of white people here. And, you know, people come from all different places. So probably Austin, people came. So, like, it was probably the whitest audience I'd been in this city. In this city. Because it is definitely Latino as fuck here. Mm. Yeah. And it was a lot of white people.
And you were just looking around like,
what am I about to get myself into?
I mean, I guess maybe some
predominantly Latino city. Yeah. It is really white in here. Should I be worried? Should I be alarmed? I didn't even see, there was of course always like one black guy with a white girl, but other than that, there's always one. But other than that, I was the only brown girl in that bitch. A handful of Latinos sprinkled into the crowd, but it was white in a non-white city.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so clearly he has, he has a demographic. That's all I'm trying to say. It is a very white demographic. That's why I was like, I like comedy, but I don't necessarily do all black comedy, but I don't know him.
And I gotta be honest, I don't even know how I think I only came across his stuff because I couldn't sleep one night And, you know, and I'm like on Netflix and I'm looking through, you know, like it'll, since mm-hmm. I watch a lot of comedy stuff, like comedy shit will come up and they'll make recommendations. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who the fuck is this? Like, I don't know who this guy is. And I was like, sure, whatever, let me put it on. And then just started watching and was like, oh, okay. Like, oh, it's not bad. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, cool dad. You're trying to be cool dad. Like, I can watch it. I dig it. Right. Not, you know,
yeah, I definitely laughed. Laughter, but like you said, it was not rolling over the floor. You. I don't remember a lot of the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
It was good to pass time. I had a good time. We went out to dinner afterward, which it was a restaurant I've been dying to try. So mm-hmm. it was a good night. I had a good time. Yes. So.
Ooh. Yeah.
It was good. It's called Tokyo Cowboy, which is this food. Like Asian Texan fusion restaurant. So a lot of Asian influence. You know, they had like a raw area of things and like I like pork chop that was katsu instead of just a regular pork chop. And of course they had, you know, a lot of meats and stuff like that because we're in Texas. It was good. It was a nice fusion of Asian flavors and, you know, Texas love. So it was good. Yeah, I'd go again for sure.
Oh, yummy. Yeah. Anything else that was shattering? Did you do anything on
Sunday? I know this is not your jam, so I'm going to just quickly say this and we'll move on.
Sports? You talking about sports? You doing sports?
Yes, Nikki. SP. Yes. Yentl's about to become ESPN. Yeah. 1 second.
Do it.
So there's this sport called the NBA. And right now, the NBA has the playoffs. It just started. Okay. And if you've known me since I was 21, 22, and one thing you do, right, and one thing you do know about me, if anyone knows me more than about 10 minutes, is that I'm a big fucking Knicks fan. And we are in the playoffs again this year, and we are playing I guess the other team, the other end of Jersey, Philadelphia. Yes.
Oh, okay. Philly. I was like, who's Philly. The other end of Jersey?
I don't even think they're a rival, but whatever. We rivaling right now. But I feel like depending on where you are in Jersey, you are Philly teams. And if you are in Northern New Jersey, you got the New York teams. We grew up in Northern New Jersey. Yes. We rep you don't rep anything. But if you were to rep a team, it would likely be a New York team. So right now, I feel like North Jersey and South Jersey is split. We want to fight each other. We're fighting. We're having.
Okay.
We're having a moment. But let me tell you one thing, though. We are. As of last night, up 2-0 out of a 7-game series. The Knicks are winning.
Really?
The first two games were in the Garden. The following two, beginning Thursday, will be in Philadelphia. Best of 7. So hopefully we win at least one down there so we can get back to New York and kill those bitches. But I have family, you know, who are from Philly or South Jersey, and I've been getting text messages. Let the games begin. Ha 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 ha. And I was like, yeah, whatever. But now, but now I'm getting, you guys are cheating. The refs, everybody's the loser. But y'all, but listen, let me tell you something, Nikki. So long as the Knicks is in this playoffs and they're not eliminated, this will be a weekly thing. So you're going to learn sports because I am the most excited. Last night's game, really quickly, because I don't want to ruin your sports.
I hope you just don't mind that I may periodically interject with a very basic, i.e. dumb question.
I just have one question. I know you're not a sports fan, but is your husband a sports fan?
Uh-huh. I think he would say no. But the funny thing is like, so when it was March Madness, my alma mater, Northwestern, was in there, and we watched the game. And for someone who's not a sports, a self-proclaimed non-sports person, he knew a lot and was doing a lot in watching this like game, was like calling shots and calling what the referees would have called and blah, 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 blah. So I say all that to say, like, I don't know that I believe that he is not.
Well, he may have played it growing up, like, but he may like not he... as a grown up. He's like, I don't follow all that shit anymore. But I know what I'm doing. Like, yeah, if I'm watching a game, I know how the shit goes.
Okay, sure, sure. Well, and I feel like I would also say I'm not a sports person. Like, you know what I'm saying? So there's like a clear distinction between me and somebody like my husband, who is like watching it. Not only does he know the rules and all of that, but like it's genuine, was like excited and engaged in it. Whereas like I was just sitting there like, oh, we're doing good? Oh, we got, yeah, yeah. Right, right. I was like, yeah. Yeah.
Got it. Hey, okay.
Go, Papa. Got it. Like, I had nothing. So
I would
so
say, right. I would say he has general hard, but I think he knowledge it. Of sports. But he's probably like, I don't really care about that shit. Okay. But yes, okay. I have general knowledge. I can follow along. I'm not like confused.
Right.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Right. Right. I'll have to, when we're done, yeah, I'll ask him about
that's really why,
the
because if someone like, from if Staten Island any... was probably surrounded by fucking Knicks fans like me, crazies, I just was curious as to what was going on in your household, because my household right now is insane. Last night's game was one of the best games as a Knicks fan in the last 38 years of my life. Like, top five games ever. The crowd in Madison Square Garden, we won, obviously, but it was like a buzzer beater crazy 20-second crazy win that rarely happens in NBA world situation. Mm. So, like, top five games in Knicks history. If you are a Knicks fan, you were shitting your pants. If you were at the Garden, like, the Garden exploded. I feel like the roof could have been raised with so much energy and excitement. It's celebrities, former Knicks. It was insane. So that's why I was like, what level of non-sports fan is he? But he's grown up in New York.
Right,
he knows basketball. He understands, even if he doesn't follow it currently, he understands the plight of a Knicks fan. So just talk with him, because next week, it could be a really good conversation or it could be a really bad conversation. I really hope this is positive. The way I am right now, I hope I continue this. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Because I am on a high. I couldn't sleep last night, Nikki. I couldn't fucking sleep. It was so exciting. My energy was high. I went to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, which for me is like, bitch, girl, what? I was doing the replays on the internet, like, on Twitter, the comments, the crazies. That was me. I was so hyped. I couldn't calm down.
Oh,
so,
wow. But, yeah.
Sure.
So question. So this is one of my interjections. Now, if I remember correctly, I
last
feel like
year.
we won
the first
place.
Round of the playoffs. We did. The Knicks won the first round. Yeah. I think they played Cleveland round.
Okay.
And then they lost the second round to Miami. Mm-hmm. So we're currently in the first round again. But the long story short, Philadelphia ranking wise in the conference was not very good because their star player missed significant amount of time due to a knee injury. However, of course, due to the playoffs and him trying to heal and get healthy, he's back. He's not 100%, but him being back is like catapulting them. So it's like their record wasn't good, but it's kind of like a weird false record because they just didn't have their star player. So they're actually a really fucking tough team. And if he was there all season, their record would have been amazing. So now it's like, we had a better record than them all season, but it's kind of inflated because they didn't have their star player. Now he's back. He's not 100%. So, but even when he's giving 80% or 70%, it's still really fucking good. So it's like people are like, oh, you guys are the underdogs, even though we have the better record. but technically, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. So people don't think we're going to win. I mean, it is like analysts, the whole thing was like, I don't know. If he's healthy, you're not going to do it. So the fact that we're up 2-0 in this series is like, holy shit, people are kind of starting to take us seriously. So I think that's where we are this year. But yeah, we'll see.
Right.
Next week could be a really sad week. I don't know, because
I'm gonna get a text like an hour
can't
before
do
we
it.
Record.
Down
like,
bad.
Hey, girl,
I'm down bad. I am.
Can't do it. I'm
real
sorry.
Depressed. I am sad. I hope we're not having this conversation. This could be a very, very positive situation, depending on what happens the rest of this week. So, till next time.
Okay, if I can ask one last question to kind of close out sports. How do you feel? Like, do you feel good going into this
high.
Next?
Like
are you? Are
the
you,
thing is, here's the thing about Knicks fans. This is like the tragedy of Knicks fans. We get so fucking excited over the most minuscule things. It is round one of the playoffs. There are about, if you make it to the finals, there's four rounds. There's like four rounds. If you make it that far.
Oh.
So we're getting excited.
First
round, game two. So we get very, so think about that. We like, per fucking expected here, we get very excited because we are a franchise. It is a team that has struggled for a very long time. We haven't had a really good, solid group since I was a kid, man. I was like, the last time.
And I feel like, if I remember correctly,
team.
You said that it's a young team.
It's
was
a young
that,
team,
that the
but there's some
we
injuries and all
team?
Of that.
Yeah.
But it's still a fairly young team, not a lot of vets on it. So there is promise and build that can happen. However, we haven't had, we kind of like, we'll have a year of like a good year and then we go to obscurity. Like, it's just, it's been like that for a very long time. So we haven't had a really good streak of good basketball probably since 1999. So, you know, I was like,
oh wow.
We as a collective have been waiting. So we get really excited on small things like this, small wins.
Yes.
You know, we had a great season. This has been one of the best seasons we've had in like 15 years, something crazy like that, 15, 20 years. So like,
I'm scared.
I know. I don't know.
Like, I'm scared if you do
might,
well. Like,
I will
what's,
fly
like, y'all
to New
are gonna,
York.
Like, break
I will
shit.
Fly.
Like,
to, like, hypothetically, I don't think this is going to happen. Hypothetically, if we won this
hypothetically.
Year, I would see you because I'd probably be on your couch going to the game. Oh, not the game, the parade. I'd be like, hey, Nikki, I'm on your couch. I'm going to take the path over to the Knicks parade. Whenever this fucking happens, because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And this is like, we get DeLulu. Knicks fans are DeLulu. I am fucking delusional. And like, anybody who knows us, a Knicks fan, we're fucking delusional. I get that excited. And that's not just me. It's the whole fandom in general, because we haven't won anything officially since the 70s.
Yeah.
So even my dad is DeLulu.
Right. You're like
kind
of,
it's
the
very
Red Sox.
Tragic.
It's like,
tragic.
You know what I mean? Like, that
it's
is
one
kind
of
what
sad.
I feel.
So,
where,
and look, let's be honest. Look.
Yeah.
We love when New York plays, I know, as a Jerseyan, this is annoying, but I'm going to be honest. The NBA is good when the Knicks are good. It's just a thing. It is, I hate to say this, and we haven't been good in like 25 years. When the NBA is at its like excitement, the Knicks are really exciting. The Knicks are competitive, I'd say, not like a shit team. Like, they're a competitive team. I haven't felt this good about watching not just the Knicks, but basketball in general since like the 90s. But when the Knicks are good, the NBA is good. It's good for the NBA because it's a high market team. There was a million celebrities there last night because that's what you do when you're in New York City and you're rich. You go to Knicks games. So like, it brings the market. There were so many people watching. People who, I have a friend, one of my really good friends. She's a Cavs fan, but she wasn't watching that game. She was watching the Knicks game. So that it's like one of those things. So when the Knicks are good, it just heightens the NBA and all that. So and I was probably a little bit biased, but I don't think many people disagree on that, no matter who your team is. But anyway, I'm gonna be done. Hopefully in a week I will be excited again and like can't fucking think straight. Because the last 24 hours, I've been like losing my mind, like I can't, replaying things like a crazy person. Or this could be just, just be quiet.
I mean, look, I am hoping that this energy, I get to see this energy and interact look with this that. Energy
look for at weeks that. To come.
So I'm going to. Thank you. Look at this. See what I'm doing? See, I'm supporting. I'm supporting my friend. I'm supporting her team. I don't know that much about it. Again, this may be a recurring segment sports. Where it's like, Nikki asked dumb sports questions. But hey, sports. And today, sports. But I guess the last thing I would say, like, I'm, because this is intriguing to me from like the standpoint of, I am surprised that the Knicks have not had several, like you're saying the last and time they were, you know,
and like that good like meaning we 90s, were a like competitive team versus shit team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not, we didn't even win anything. We did go to the finals in 99, but we didn't win.
So,
but right. We haven't won a championship since 76, something like that. 74. But yeah, it's bad.
Wow. But I guess that's what, like, how, I know this is probably an insanely loaded question and not one that you can answer in 5 minutes or less, but I'm surprised by that because I think about things like, it's a hot city. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would think that everyone, think that everyone would want to come and play here. But, you know, I don't know if it's something where if they don't have a strong record in the years prior, like, is it as, what's the word, sought after? Like, I know there's a draft and, you know, the players don't have that much control over where they go, but you would think that, and it's, does it, am I correct in that, like, when teams do poorly, do they usually come out on top in terms of the next year's draft, in terms of like,
yes, you're asking, there's first? A lot of factors. There's so many factors. And it's hard to answer in, you know, a little blip. There's a few failures. Yeah. There's a few failures. one, just having a losing record and their reputation over the last 20 years. It's a hard market in the sense that you are coming to a team, one, with a bad record, two, they don't invest well in their players, not financially. They give them a lot of money, but I don't think they prepare them for New York market, which is a little different than, let's say, Charlotte. Management is a big one. James Dolan, who also owns MSG, he owns the Garden itself. He owns MSG, the network. He owns the Rangers as well. He also owns, if you don't know, that new in Vegas, the Sphere that just opened, that big arena. That's his shit. So he's like a billionaire. Yes. He has hired people in the last 20 years that have not made good management choices for the Knicks. And I think he still has a lot of control over who comes and who doesn't come and all of that. We have had draft picks, but we have made not great decisions with our high lottery picks due to our records. We will do trades and say, I want this player that's on, I don't know, let's say the Clippers, but instead of giving him a ton of money, we're going to give three bad players and then our our draft picks for the next 3 years. Like, we've done things like that where we've taken our picks and giving it to other teams, which you can do. So, but it's a lot. Oh. It's a lot of factors, unfortunately. And yeah. then once you get the reputation where if the management's bad, you don't want to play for them. They don't. It's not a good team. Mm-hmm. You can't build around it. People don't want to come. And I think, you know, yeah. I think you have to be a certain type of person, especially if you are more established in your career, like whatever. If I'm a bench warmer, whatever, I'm excited to go to the Knicks. I'm living in New York City and, you know, play for a big team. But if you're like a LeBron or Kevin Durant, that's a big decision to make.
Right.
You're going to a team where ain't won nothing, ain't even been competitive. You're going to have to build around it. It's a lot. And when you have nothing to offer, why would I go there? I want to win. I don't want to just play with shit players and hope for the best. And I'll make a lot of money, but I can make a lot of money somewhere else and actually win. Yeah. And have fun. Yeah. So it's a hard market to get into.
Right. Yeah.
And I think finally in the last couple of years, we have something going. We got a good group. They're young. Some of them have played with each other before. There's three guys in particular that have played for Villanova in particular, which is funny because they're going down to Pennsylvania right now. So there's three guys from Nova and they won when they were at Nova. So they already have good chemistry and it seems like the team has gelled around these three. So we got a good thing going and hopefully it's not a blip on the radar and that we are even if I don't think we'll win this year, we're not that good, but it's a start of something good. Yeah.
This is interesting. Like,
this fun this time of year if we're in the playoffs, which is rare. So, hopefully, this could be a segment where we could talk about how great the Knicks are. I just don't see it happening. Yeah, I'm not that fucking delusional. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm very delulu.
I mean, look, you were the one who threw out the Lulu.
I couldn't fucking sleep last night. Like, that's how crazy I was. I was on my phone, like, let me read what people are saying on Twitter. Let me read it all for hours. I think the game ended at, like, 9:30 Central Time, and I'm on fucking Twitter, like, having a fucking spasm till 1 a.m. So, yeah, I can get crazy.
Look, it's something you love. It's something that you enjoy. It also sounds like it is something that you have been waiting for. Like, this is, you know, these moments of success where you're like, hey, when it happens, you're like, I'm going to live in this moment for as long as I can. So I get it. I get it. I can't fault you for that. So like I said, I will continue to send good energy and let's hope at least another week where we can have this segment. You know, and and I can just keep, I'll come prepared with some follow-up questions like, in basketball.
Well, do me a favor. You don't have to watch the games because I'm not going to push it. But just keep tabs on us so then you know by next week when we record how Yentl is entering this pod. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How Yentl is going to, what type of energy will Yentl be bringing into this pod? Because you don't have to watch the games, but you can just follow and say, oh, they won. Oh, they lost. What? Oh, it's over and they are not moving on. Oh, this is not going to be a great pod. Okay. Just follow along. What energy is she bringing this week?
You know, right.
Hey, girl.
You know, I'll try and do a little check-in. I'll just be like, hey, friend. Hey, girl. Just wondering how you doing.
You okay?
I saw something on the internet. I just want to make sure you're
this could
okay.
be great. I could be running up and down, streaking down my block, or I could just jump in the pool and not come up. So I don't know. That was dark. But I'm just saying. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I know that got real dark. That got real. I'm trying to think if I know any. Did we go to school?
No.
Law school with anyone else that was like a Knicks fan?
We were like the only people from like the area.
Okay.
No.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
The thing is. It's a very, the Knicks, I feel like if you are not from the area, because we haven't been that good, it's not like, oh, I love Michael Jordan. Everyone fucking loves Michael Jordan. We're Bulls fans. We don't get those type of fans because we haven't been, we haven't had some dynasty, championships and shit. So if you are from the area, you're more than more likely than not a Knicks fan. However, you could also be a Chicago Bulls fan because there were people in my household, brothers, that were not Knicks fans. So, like, but yeah, so it's not one of those teams where it's like, oh, I'm a Knicks fan and I'm from fucking South Carolina. That's not happening. We're not one of those teams. If this was the Lakers or Chicago or maybe Miami,
some of
the cooler, sexier teams, I would be like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But the Knicks are not. So unless you were from the area and you really liked New York, you so no, we I was like talking shit to like the Bulls fans as we were Chicago, which were obnoxious, and some Celtics fans, I won't say any names, and Lakers fans. I was the one, and they would just look at me like, you haven't won anything since 1974. What are you talking about right now? And I'm like, well, fuck y'all, go Knicks. Yeah, that was me. That was me.
I would see. I could just imagine you like just showing up to like a Bulls game, just wearing like
a couple
like
years
Knicks
ago.
Shit,
was that 2021? It was like, because I still had a mask on. I did go to a Knicks Bulls game. I flew in specifically for the Knicks game. They lost. They did, and they lost. Yes.
Oh, did you really?
I had on a Knicks zippy hoodie thing with my... and they lost. So there you go. Life of a Knicks fan. Flew in for it. Went with some girlfriends from that we mutually know. They had on their Bulls stuff. I had on my Knicks stuff. Lost.
Yeah. Yeah, you had your Knicks. I mean, I hope no one gave you a hard time.
Going to games is always fun, but it's always nicer when your team wins.
When your team wins, sure.
Thank you.
All right, I'm hoping that this high continues.
That is a loaded.
My friend needs a win.
Sentence, but yes, I need a win.
Yeah, yeah, she does.
It's been a long time.
Nothing. Like, I really was like, let's continue talking about this because I have no, like, I have nothing else going in my life that I share
excitement. Sports at all.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
what
are we going to talk about next? Because nothing else I did.
Is it color guard?
No. I never really. Oh, I hate you. I fucking hate you. I hate you. I knew. I was like, if this bitch throws out color guard. Yep, there it is. There it is. I know my friend so well. No, it's not color guard. It's not. I mean, I do still love it, and I don't care. You can try and shade me all you want. Yeah. I probably nerd out. Like, things that I enjoy is, like, you know, Broadway shows. Like, I think I had a little excitement nerding out moment, like, where people were like, what's wrong with this chick, when I saw like the trailer to Wicked. I'm very excited to see Wicked. There was the nod was enough. It wasn't
teeny tiny,
it wasn't a lot of judgment, but it was enough, and I saw it, and that's all right, guys, well, thanks for joining us in this episode.
This was the line.
We are no longer
all
friends.
These years,
we're
Wicked
not,
was the line
not
that
friends.
I couldn't cross.
It's the repeated judgment. Speaking of judgment, can I come back, because I truly have nothing else exciting besides, you know, the trivia. But can we come back to the judgment that was of last week? When we were talking about snacks, you had said that you were going to purchase and explore. Yes. And let me see if I remember correctly. Was it the Rudy
Lay's
Tutti?
Potato chip?
Rudy Tutti fresh and fruity.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Lay's potato chips.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
the chip
that?
Has
that
arrived
for you?
At
how'd
my
that, how'd
house.
How'd that work out?
today, actually, this afternoon, it arrived on my doorstep. I ordered it from a, you know, what do they call it? A bougie specialty store. And it showed up today. And at first I was like, wow, I paid $12 for this small little bag of chips. And then I said, thank you for this small bag of chips because I'm never eating this again. So first bite, it was like, it tastes like strawberries. First of all, when you, let me back up just a little bit. You open the bag.
Describe it. Tell me what it looks like. What does it smell like?
It had a funky smell. Whatever the chemicals or flavorings together was with the potato, the strawberry, and I think there's a hint of bacon in it and shit. It smelled like ass when I opened the thing. So I was like, oh, that's a strong scent. That's weird. Okay. So then I said, all right, fuck it. I'm just the first bite. It's first note, a lot of strawberry. And I was like, okay, not bad, not bad. And then it started to get weird. The taste started to taste weird. And I said, ooh, it was first good. And then when I finished, I was like, oh, I don't like that. And I was like, mom, taste this. And then she's like, I don't think I'm going to like this. I said, mom, just keep it into it. She was like, oh, absolutely not. It's so like, it's a no for heart, no for me. I thought, I don't even know if Snack Daddy tried it. I don't know if that's his jam, you know?
What about Snack Daddy?
He's very particular about old man snacks. This might be too new school for him.
Okay.
It was a too new school for me. And I was like, there was a lot of emotions. And I was like, I'm never going to eat that again. So I'm very happy that is a small bag because it's going in the trash. I'm going to bring it over to my brother and sister-in-law's house tomorrow so they can try it before I throw it in the garbage. I said I would, you know, I told everybody that I was buying these Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity, but it smells like booty potato chips, and I need everyone to try them. Yes. It was a funny smell. And I was like, I'm gonna ignore the smell and just go for the taste.
I love it.
Taste hat, like, it started good and then it ended bad. And I was like, oh, it just was doing a lot in the mouth. And I said, that's enough for me.
Bad. We're good. Yeah.
I tried it.
I don't even know what else was to try. Cause I'm trying to think of like that platter, like, were they trying to mimic
the strawberry, some whipped cream, and like bacon bits.
Like, what
and
is I didn't the flavor know that. Profile of that?
Yeah, it got weird at the end. It was a no, but I'm glad I tried it. $12 down the drain, and we move on with life. Yeah.
Okay. New experience. You
never
you
again.
You had a new experience. You tried something
smells like
new.
Ass.
And now you know you hate it.
Yep.
And
it doesn't taste like strawberry
chips,
ass, but
booty
close
chips
enough.
Smell and taste like. Okay.
Strawberry ass.
I was trying to.
No, don't do it.
I was trying to see if my husband was going to, if I could convince him to order a bag. And he was like, that doesn't, why would we do that? Why would we, don't do it. Okay.
Well, yep, fuck
that's
it.
Fair. That's totally fair. Yeah. Well, okay. Glad
I think it's
you got
time.
To experience that. Yeah.
Fuck, I think it's time for Jersey
that.
Trivia.
On that note, do we want to go to
otherwise, we're talking about ass chips time. Again. So... Let's just get to that trivia question.
I just love the alliteration though of Rudy Tooty Fresh and Booty. Like, and just it does something. It's if anything, the name is a winner. Not the chip itself, but the name. All right, guys, it's my turn. I am doing some trivia today. I got a fun one, I think, maybe.
Okay, all right. I like fun.
You know, this is something I've never really looked into before. But So the U.S. News, what is it, World News Report?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know
that. What's the ranking?
Exactly.
Yeah, what are they ranking now?
Right, right. So I've never actually looked at, like, what they rank for, like, high schools. Like, I'm sure they, I knew they did that, but I have never paid attention to it. I am, as folks may recall, I am a public school kid, so I think our school system did well, but it wasn't anything spectacular. You know, I always felt like if there were going to be rankings, it was always like the, I don't know, the equivalent of like, I guess like New York's like magnet schools, like the ones that are very specialized.
Okay.
But my ass just went to, you know, generic good old high school. So I was curious. I wanted to see the new ones just came out, and several schools had several New Jersey schools showed up on this list. But I'm wondering if you could tell me, yeah, you may know this better because the top school in New Jersey, it was 24 nationally, but number one obviously in the state of New Jersey. It is a specialized school. So I'm wondering if you might be able to guess, use your Jersey reasoning skills to tell me.
That was good a couple weeks ago, but go ahead.
but yeah, would you be able to tell me what New Jersey school, high school, came out number one? Again, 24 nationally. It is a specialized school. I will also tell you that it is engineering centric. I would tell you the would you like to know the town? Do you feel like that would help you in your New Jersey deductive reasoning? And you better not be on your phone Googling some shit, because
I am not.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I'm trying to decide if I want you to tell me the town.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
I do.
Okay.
I want you to tell me the town.
Okay, here we go. It is, I have no idea where the fuck this is. It is Lincroft, New Jersey.
Okay, so that's north, right?
Is it? I don't know.
I think it sounds northern New Jersey.
Okay, let me go. Let me
I feel like
this.
It might be, unless I'm thinking Lyndhurst, which is very
possible. Yeah, Lyndhurst is north.
Lincroft couldn't tell you. I'll be honest, Nikki, I have no fucking clue. I didn't even go to high school in New Jersey, so I couldn't even tell you.
I know.
Yeah.
And I was like, but maybe she knows all elite schools. Like she is an elite school alum.
Is it a private school or a public school? What is this ranking? Is it just I know it's a high school, but is it private or public?
You know what?
I know the private school world, but I don't know the public school world.
I assumed it was private, but you know what? Maybe it isn't.
All right. Well,
yeah.
I don't know the answer. So what is the name of this school?
Okay.
And it's in Lincroft?
Lincroft, New Jersey. It is High Technology High School in Lincroft, New Jersey.
Couldn't tell you. It's in Monmouth County, though.
Public.
Oh,
what's that? Is that cool. Center? Is that Central?
Yeah, Central Jersey, Monmouth. Yeah.
Okay, 69.1 minority enrollment.
Okay.
I was surprised. I mean, you know, predominantly of the minorities, Asian.
I forgot they count.
And then, right.
I forgot.
But 4.9 Hispanic, 2.8 two or more races, and then 1.1 black.
Oh, that's really sad.
I know.
What's the school population? What's the school's population?
Let me see if it says it in here. Yeah, total students, 1,500, a little over 1,500.
That's like 15 kids.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. That's depressing.
Yeah. I am, you know, I am curious, like, how do they do? Yeah. Cause I guess the reason why I thought it was private was because, like, how do they do their recruitment, right? Like, if it's a specialized school, I would imagine that it's pulling people from everywhere. And I don't know, just in my head, I was like, oh, that must mean that it's private, because it's probably trying to, you know, I can't imagine, like, having that many kids in that one town that are all about tech. So, well, I feel like,
but no, you could be a public school, but you have to take a test, a specialized test to get into that high school. A lot of places have those. Oh, yeah.
So similar to New York,
those magnet schools. Yeah. Oh, you just take a specialized test to get in. Okay. So it could be a public school. You just would have to take a specialized test, and they're pulling from different.
For some reason in my head, I thought Jersey didn't do that. I thought Jersey was like purely like public and private, but
no, yeah, there's charter. There's charter. I mean, even in Newark, where I grew up, there were schools specifically, obviously the art school, where you had to do a whole, you know, exam and things like that. And there was a technical school where you had to take a certain test, and a science school. So there are specialized schools even within the public network. Yeah. So I don't know. Again, gotcha. I don't know what the school is, public or private, but it could be a public funded school.
But it could be public. Yeah. I have a feeling that that's probably falls into that category, I would imagine. All right. Well, shall we do Yentl's recap before we head out?
Yeah. I got nothing today.
Sports.
if you are DeLulu about a team of any sorts, DM us. DeLulu is the way to goo-goo. That's all I got. Just stay delusional.
That's it. One of these days I am going to like go through our episodes and get our key one-liners and let's just start the merch shop. Let's just create the shirts.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we have some good one-liners. Like, yeah. DeLulu needs to be one of them. We need to throw that on a shirt. Yeah. Make that DeLulu. Something. Stay DeLulu. Oh my God. Oh, well, guys, thank you for tuning in.
It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Please come back next week. Until then,
keep it Jersey. Bye.